strongly like chance?
Yes.
How do they support? In other words, they cannot give explanation. Like a foolish man says, chance. He cannot give proper explanation how things have happened. Like a foolish man says, chance.
Because they see according to their intelligence that things are happening according to chance, according to their understanding. Sometimes things
happen. So what is this understanding? The chance?
In their experience, or in our experience, we see things
happening. Then what is the use of the scientists? Things should take place by chance? What is the use of them?
By chance there may be an accident.
Anyway, things will happen by chance, accident. Why they are bothering about things and taking the credit of becoming scientists?
It's not completely chance. There are certain laws which they try to find, which act whenever these elements
in other words, that they are not yet conversant with the things. Still, they are claiming to be scientists. That is the point. They do not know thoroughly how things are happening. Still, they are taking the credit of becoming scientists.
They have developed a branch of mathematics that deals with chance, things happening at chance.
Yes, that mathematics department is now being closed. You know that? Nobody cares to attend that mathematics class. People are becoming disinterested with these chance theories. There is one Dr. Henderson, you know. He became doctor in that place. He is not getting job, now he's manufacturing instant.
Oh, George?
George Henderson.
Yes.
He has no job. All these theoretical doctors are no longer required by the universe.
I was reading that they're doing some experiments on Mars. They have 22 different theories about this one idea, just this one little idea, 22 different theories.
Theories means they are not as certain.
The unfortunate thing is that people in general have faith in
scientists. So you have to create people to have faith in Krishna. If people are going by faith, so you have to create this faith of Krishna. Yes. They can create, you can create. they criticize our destiny theory. We believe in the destiny. They criticize it. So why they depend on chance? What is the difference, destiny and chance?
Destiny means there is control.
Huh?
Destiny means there is a control.
So that's all right, that they cannot explain what is a controller, therefore they disbelieve. It's like yesterday we were discussing that at his class that by chance there was lusty desire and there was pregnancy and there was a child. So we say, no, daiva netre, no. These things have been arranged by superior authorities. This is destiny. So what is already arranged by superior authority, that is destiny. We cannot change it. The man is ordered to be hanged by the court, justice. We cannot change. He is to be hanged. And they will say, by chance, he's hanged.
Sometimes something happens to interfere with that. He gets a reprieve from governor, or the rope breaks, and they only hang him once. Like that.
Well, that is another thing. But first thing is that if one is ordered to be hanged, he has to be hanged. Destined. But these people, they do not see who has ordered, because they do not accept authority. They will say, it is by chance. They have not seen who has ordered, who is that authority. They cannot explain, therefore they say chance.
Astrology, so they cannot understand the universe, how it's working.
Astrology? I don't think they believe in astrology. There is no question of astrology. Practically we see that one man ordered to be hanged by the justice, he has to be hanged. And that is destiny. One has not seen who has ordered, but he sees that this man is being hanged. He cannot explain. He says, by chance. So whose explanation is right? The chance explanation or the destiny explanation? Which is right?
Actually, logically, I cannot see how there is any chance, not a single. When I was a child, I used to give an argument to my friend who used to say, a chance, everything is chance. This is like a lottery ticket. I said to him, if you don't buy the lottery ticket and win $50,000, then that is chance. But if you buy Blodgery ticket,
how is chance?
Thousand. There is no chance because you bought the Blodgery ticket.
You're destined. Then I am destined.
They miss the order and the controller and the organizer.
That is whole
karma.
Purpose. How to defy God. That is their whole plan.
Yes. The mind is attracted to that.
No, there are always two classes, some men. Devata and demons. A demon class will always say that there is no God. We are everything. Devata class, they will always believe in you. There is a difference. Devata. This struggle is always there. दो भूतसर्ग लोके दैव आसुर एव च विष्णु भक्त भवे दैव आसुर तद विपर्य. There are two classes of man throughout the whole universe. One is called दैव and the other is called आसुर. So Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva, those who are devotees of the Lord, they are Daiva. And Asura Sat Vipadya. And those who are not devotees, they are just the opposite number, they are Asura. So Asura class will always say like that. And there is always fight between the two. Even in higher plant species. Only Brahma Lok Sattva Lok, there are no more Asura. So Asura class is always fight like that, and devota class Lord will always defy. But for God, everyone is equal. Because all of them are sons of God. Therefore, an attempt is always going on to turn the asuras to become devotees. For this purpose, God Himself comes, He sends His representative, how these rascal asuras can be turned into devotees. Otherwise, the asura class is all in there.
That's the business of the representative.
Yeah. Because God is equal to everyone. He sees that these rascal asuras are misguided. So He sends His representative, He comes Himself, there is shastra, guidance and everything. The whole propaganda is how these rascal asuras can be turned into devas. This is equality in the eyes of God. And a simple thing, that's like government puts a person into prisoner. The idea is to correct him. Not that government is enemy of a class of men, they're put into the prison. Government is equal. But there is department of punishing these don't so unable. Government is equal to everyone, There is a department of reformation which is called Jayalalpa. He is punished so that he may come to his senses that I have done wrong. Unfortunately, there are stubborn criminals. They are not correct. They go and again go and again. One turn finished, another turn. One turn finished. That is the transmigration. One turn finished, punishment, another turn begins. He creates another turn. And that is Daivanetriyama. That is superiority. Now this rascal has finished his human life. Now he again he has committed so many sins. Let him become a dog. Again comes to the human form of life. Again one chance is given. This is not good. But he does not accept. Again he becomes a tree. Stand up for 10,000 years. Nothing is a chance. Everything is under supreme control. Prakriti kriyavarani gunai karmani. But he is a rascal, he simply defies and suffers. One man is being slapped with shoes, so he is shameless. He says, oh, you have beaten me with shoes. All right, if you touch my wife, I will see. Then the wife is beaten with shoes. Then he says, oh, you have beaten my wife. All right, touch my son, I will see. In this way, every member is being beaten shoes, and he simply challenging, I will see. This is it. He is punished one after another. But he is so shameless that still he defies the authority. That is fellowship. They are not very intelligent. Next time I will see. What millions of years? This is it. So we have to deal with those who. This is the position.
That's why it is so difficult.
That
is why it is so difficult.
Yeah.
That is a devotee's business.
Yes, that is devotee. Because God wants it, that these rascals may be turned into sane men. That is God's plan. Otherwise, why does it come? Jada jada hi dharma sadhani bhavati va. Putrana sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Two class, sadhu and duskritam. So to punish this duskrita, that is deformation. That is not God's envy. Deformation. That the father gives slap to a rogue child. So that is also kindness. These two processes going on. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya duskrita. Dharma samasthapana arthaya. What is a dharma? Sarva-dharmān paritya-dhimāme-tamsa. That is there. So So to deal with the asuras is not so easy job. And we have to do that. You should not be discouraged. The asuras may be reformed or not reformed, but because you are trying this job on behalf of Krishna, he'll be recognized. Your service will be recognized. Not that you attempted, therefore you must be successful. Then you may be unsuccessful, it doesn't matter. But you have tried your best, and that will be recognized. Don't. And these asuras are trying to become happy by material advancement or knowledge. They are not happy, struggling, but this is called will of the wisp, phantasmagoria. Actually they are not happy, they cannot be happy. But they try. How they can be happy? Nature is there.
They are falsely proud of their achievements.
That is asura. That means asura. They have already tried the moon excursion, failure, again it. This will be failure again. Punap punachar vitachar vanana. Repeatedly chewing the chewed. That is their business. One excursion failure, it is already chewed. Whatever possibility finish, again chewed. Let me see if there is any juice. Because they are not in business. Punap punachat vitacharva. Adanta govi visatanta mitram. Punap punachat vitacharva. Matinna krishne parato satruva. Where are we? Discuss. Matinna krishne parato satova mitho vipaddi grihabhratara adanta govi vijadangtham sam punap punachar vitacharvanara. This is again. Failure again. Failure again. One war started, all the city bombarded, finished, again started. Again reconstruct. And while the reconstruction finished, again what? Again bombing, again
sometimes boys come here and they're involved in impersonal meditation. They want liberation.
And that is that business. Let them do it. You try to understand the position. Meditation is also something. And asuras, they do not take to meditation. Meditation is something beginning to the path of devata. Then I was to go. If they are actually serious, then they can profit. Meditation is not always bad if they are properly guided. But that is not the business of the Asuras. They say, whom I shall meditate? And the Asuras do not do that.
They have special classes in meditation for Asuras. They give them a meaningless word to meditate upon.
Now, what is the purpose of this meditation?
To relax the mind.
Oh, that is another thing. Material. That is a transcendental meditation. How you can convince? They are Asuras?
No, those who are doing some meditation, they
have
Krishna
consciousness. They are also Asuras? They do not know what is the meaning of meditation. That is psychology. It is not meditation. Or some medical treatment. Meditation is different. Real meditation. Real meditation is to find out the super soul within the core of the heart. That is real meditation. God is situated in everyone's heart. So, the yogis, they try to find out super soul. That is real yogi. Jana avasthita tadgatena manusha pasyanti jam yogina. This is real yogi, trying to contact the super soul. They are searching after the God in His all-pervading creature. Some of them, they want to become one, that is Asuri, one with God, that is Asuri, because they are being defeated by God, so therefore they want to become God, to stop this defeat, so that is Asuri. That they will never be able to be, but they are trying for it.
the highest blasphemy.
Huh?
That is the highest blasphemy, isn't it? One says, I am God.
No, highest ignorance. Highest rascal. Yes. How one can become God? If one can become God, that means he suggests that he was God. Then how he has become dog? That is another aspect. Ambition.
Supposed to want service, and sometimes very much I want to be liberated to finish with all this difficulty.
Yeah.
Very contaminated.
Not contaminated. Not in the higher stage. That is not contaminated. A devotee wants liberation, then in the lower stage. Actually, a devotee is already liberated. Why he shall aspire after liberation?
Pure devotees.
So therefore, when he is purified, he is already liberated. There is no question of his aspiring after liberation. He is already liberated. Sagunan samasitto etan brahma hu ayakalpa.
Purified, he's convinced that if he becomes purified, he will be free.
Yeah, the whole devotional process is purificatory process. The more he is purified, he becomes high-class devotee. But the process is the path of liberation. It's like mango, the green mango. This green mango will be ripe mango, the same mango. You cannot say that the ripe mango is different from the green mango. It is a process. And by the process, the same green mango becomes yellow, very expected. What is that point? There are 30 theories, you say, about this Mars planet. New Testo.
They're so foolish. They say that these experiments are very wonderful.
Mm.
They're very proud of these experiments.
Because they do not know.
Yes, the result is that
wonderful. Do not know. Wonderfully do not know. The platform is do not know. It is, the, is still wonderful. Wonderful foolish, rather. The platform remains, do not know. But still it is wonderful. That is wonder. More they become convinced that I do not know, that is wonder. When they know,
And then they make these statements that the earth is this old.
Hmm?
They make statements like the earth is this has this many years without any factual basis.
Wonderful rascal. Yes. Shameless, wonderful, shameless rascal. They say that the moon planet is desert, vacant, no living entity. And we say that it is the planet for the pious men to live there very opulently for 10,000. And these two classes of knowledge, which is better? We have got some evidence in the Shastra, but they have no evidence, they simply speculation. Now this moon, Mars, they will find the same result. Then how long they will go on like this?
As long as the society is godless.
Huh?
As long as the society is godless,
then how long they will present the same theory over and over and again? They are already putting the same thing. And they have concluded in the moon there is rocks and sand. Nobody can live. The same thing they are saying in a different way. And at the end they will have to say like that. Because they have no knowledge, it is simply theoretical, and they have no other alternative than to say the same thing again and again. What they will say?
On Mars there can be life because the conditions are a little bit like Earth.
I suppose there is life, then what do you gain?
They say that our knowledge now is not no more theoretical because we have gone there.
So what profit do you have gained? They spend some millions of dollars, that's all.
More theories.
Yes, you must have such government. Dasya Dharmavi, they will slash your money by force. You cannot say anything. That is punishment. Godless civilization, that is punishment. That your own government will snatch by force, take away all your hard-labor accumulation by taxation. That is written in this Bhagavad Gita. You cannot tell. You will be harassed in so many ways, you will become mad. Achannadharadravina gacchanti girikana. Hopelessly they will leave hearth and home and go to the forest. This godless civilization will be punished then. That day is coming gradually. Nobody will be peaceful. He will be mad. Just like when a man becomes mad, he commits suicide, he goes out and says, this will be. There will be no rain. This is one punishment. And scarcity of food and heavy taxation by God. They are all mentioned. What more suffering you want? But still they are advancing, scientists.
Practical things that people give credit to the scientists for is that they've invented these insecticides, these things that kill insects. But now they find that after they spray, after a few generations, the insects become immune to this and they become spongy.
And antibiotics, medicine, at a certain stage they don't work. If too much antibiotic injection is given, then at last it doesn't work.
It is like that with this syphilis disease, this venereal disease. Now they cannot kill certain strains of it. They cannot do anything about it.
This is all Western. This is Western disease. Pairangarog. In the Ayurvedic it is called Pairangarog. Pairangarog. Piringi. Piringi. The Westerners are called Piringi. The Pairangarog. The syphilis disease was imported in India by these Europeans. Before it was not there. There is a medicine for syphilis injection. And 50 years ago, it was 1 rupee for another. prize. And during the war times, the same medicine was selling at 90. Black man.
What is the nature you want to exploit?
We have seen it. One rupee 400 was, the price rose 90.
What
is that?
They tried to kill him.
What is that?
He's telling a story.
What story?
The story is a perfect cloth.
So perfect?
Perfect cloth.
Cloth.
Cloth. So everyone was trying to kill him because he had this perfect cloth. And he would put everybody out of business because their business was based on exploitation, on things wearing out, getting old, and having to be removed.
Now we shall go now, this time. Please.